we've got one more thing to mention.
Oh.
Not music that's coming up, but music that's already kind of happened in Northwest Arkansas, back at the Roots Festival.
Yes.
Mary Gaucher had someone singing with her by the name of Jamie Harris.
Yes.
She was here actually in our studio back in July. But last week, I actually talked with her about an album she's got coming out soon.
Okay.
The album comes out next Friday. The single off of the album comes out this Friday. The album is titled Red Rescue, and I actually asked her about where that title came from.
So it's actually from one of the songs on the record. And that story came out of, I've been asked to be a part of this event called the Tertulia, which happens quarterly at the Continental Gallery in Austin. It's hosted by Gretchen Harris Graham, who's John D. Graham's wife, and Kelly Salame, who's James McMurtry's girlfriend, and she's an incredible poet. And so they throw out a theme, and then everyone that participates, whether it's a prose writer or a poet or a songwriter, presents a piece based on that theme. And the theme was Not As Bad As It Looks. But it turned out the week that I was supposed to be a part of that event, I was riding around San Antonio with a friend of mine who told me the story about his first wife. And his first wife was from San Antonio and had been adopted into this strange family. And they fell in love when they were 17. And he got invited over to her house like you do, you know, to meet her family when you're dating somebody. Mm-hmm. And he walked into the house and everything that could possibly be red was red. So like the walls are red and the floor was red, the dishware and the tablecloth. And the mom had kind of like long crystal gale hair that tied up into a bun. And she served them this really strange meal. And the whole thing just kind of screamed out as a song to me. I was like, wow, this is cool. Because what happened was he eventually married this girl in order to try to save her from this insane environment. And I don't know if you have any personal experience of those types of relationships. They don't always work out like you think they might.
Right, right.
And such was the case. It turned out she was just as insane as the environment from which she came.
And the walls were colored on that blade. I never looked, but I swear there must have been a dungeon. I saw you forever there, sleeping on the couch. Don't think he's moved since. Don't think he'll ever get it.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, there's a line at the end of the last chorus, and, you know, it's how am I going to save you when that darkness lives in you too? And so the more I thought about it, with that song being in the central part of the record, and my friend who passed away from terminal cancer, Jimmy LaFave, sang on it, we kind of realized that it was almost that line seemed like a central theme in the record. It's a really dark record. There's some positive stuff too. And as we were considering titles for the record, I started visualizing everything that could go on with Red Rescue. I started visualizing the cover and visualizing the artwork. And the artwork itself, every person that was involved in creating it, whether it was hair and makeup or photography or set design, we're all kids from small town Central Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting that that ended up unfolding, but the more I thought about it, the more I was just finally able to visualize it, visualize the marketing for it, visualizing the art. And I hadn't had that moment until I really decided on titling the record Red Rescue.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned that this is somewhat of a dark album. I mean, there's a lot of emotion contained in these songs. I mean, when I listened to it earlier today, I got notes of anger, of doubt, sadness, but there's also And from what I've heard, like ideas of acceptance, redemption, even hope. Did you have an emotional plan for this record going into it?
Well, it's interesting because this is my first record. So I've been playing for 18 years and writing a 14 of those years, but had never released a record. So I knew that I wanted to have a producer that could help me craft a story of this record, especially since, you know, things are kind of going back to singles and, you know, a lot of artists come out with an EP. But I'm a vinyl collector myself, and I love the idea of an album telling a story. But it did help having that perspective of putting these songs together. You know, we intentionally wanted, you know, musical pieces of each song to kind of connect to the next and for it to tell a story. And I think we did accomplish that. And of course, you know, a lot of the reason I sit down to write is because I'm dealing with something internally. And I often feel like my speaking words aren't the most effective. Mm-hmm. And for me, songwriting is such an incredible avenue to kind of discover what I'm feeling. And accept personal responsibility and maybe in a situation when I didn't at the time that it was occurring. But with, as the songwriter, as the storyteller, I'm able to take some power back or maybe to have the perspective to say, wow, there is hope in this. And look at this lesson I learned. And as I go out and I've been playing these songs for several years live, I find that people come up to me and go, oh my God, it, you know, made me think of this thing that I went through, or even with depressive state, man, I have depression too. And I know exactly what it feels like, even though you know that you're loved. There are times when you're going through depression where you feel like, man, I'm just a bummer and no one wants to be around me.
I'm locking all the doors to my house. Lights off, no need to ever come around. You can take my number off your fridge. You never need it. Never needed, not even to be saved for a rainy day. Oh, if I were you, I'd forget I ever knew my name. And now you wanna come and say you're sorry, but you're not sure what for. Save your apologies, I can't take yours anymore. In a depressive state.
I actually wrote it at the end of a bad depressive episode. And at the time, I was kind of listening to a lot of girl group stuff, which if you listen to all those girl group songs, you know, everything sounds really happy. But when you dig into the words, or even Roger Miller, it's like, damn, this is really depressing. And so I thought it would be a cool way to kind of set the tone of there's some darkness on this record, but there's a lightness to it as well.
How does it feel to have it done now?
Oh, it's surreal. I mean, especially for doing this for so long and not having anything to sell or anything for people to listen to. A lot of my career has been built on word of mouth and other fans and venues saying, you know, this songwriter is worthy of being heard, which I'm so grateful for. And opening that box and holding that thing, I cuddled with it. I don't think it was ridiculous, but it was kind of surreal. Like, oh my gosh, this is, after all these years of doing this, I'm actually holding this thing in my hands. I cannot believe it's real.
That was Jamie Harris speaking with me last week. Her debut album, Red Rescue, comes out September 21st, and the single Depressive State will be released this Friday, September 14th. You can find out more at jamieeharris.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.